Hello, and welcome to Roommating Habits, an auditory guide to sharing spaces.
Since a long time.
I'm your landlord, Patrick Collins. And hey, guys, the rent's due.
Oh, man.
I'm a top bunk, Matt Cremasco.
And I'm your power bottom, David Barr.
Guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's so, you can see me right now. How does it look like it's going?
I mean, you're not wearing a face mask. That's a good first cue.
This is the biggest beard I've ever had in my life by far.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's getting kind of gross, but whatever.
Well, stop touching it because you're blowing the hell out of the mic every time you do.
my apologies. It's my apologies.
We're just tapping into a whole another market here. We have ASMR now labeled onto our podcast. Do you guys know what that is at all?
What does that mean?
No idea.
is that one of those sexual?
No. No, it's commonly misconstrued as sexual, but you know those tingles you get on like the back of your neck when you hear a certain type of word or you get like a certain feeling? Like if you're at, say, the barbershop or you're getting your hair cut and you just get that like really kind of tingly feeling, it just makes you want to like fall asleep.
Yeah.
So ASMR is, it's a feeling, thank you, Google. A feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound. So you'll get people, you'll get people who have their actual, like they have YouTube channels with millions of followers doing shit like... just rubbing the microphone, just like,
why the hell are we doing this then?
Yeah,
honest to god,
I need an idea like that.
We should just start a band mic. We'll just start each playing a different tone on our mics and we'll start a band.
Well, just, I mean,
for 4 hours, 7 million views in a month.
All I did was blow a horn.
Hey, it's the guys.
It's those horny boys who blow the horns all the time. Oh, that's the name of our channel, the Horny Boys. I like it. Blow horns to. Well, I don't know if horns really trigger this ASMR thing. From my own experience, anyways, it's more things like a simulated haircut. It's often like deep whispers. People just whispering very close to the mic, getting right up in your shit and saying, "Hey, good morning."
It kind of reminds me of the old Beacon Hill house.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much how I woke up every morning to, you know, Dave. He wouldn't sleep in to save his life. He would just be in my room. It's like it's like when you get a Cocker Spaniel and bring it home for the first time. You just wake up and you just see giant eyes in your face, tail wagging. Dale, I've been meeting.
Oh, good,
Dale,
you're awake. We can do stuff.
I needed my morning walk.
Patrick, I have to go outside. Why? My business is my own. Thank you, but yes. I must go soon. So, could you please open the door?
He's running in circles in the backyard.
Do I ask you why you spend 1 hour in the bathroom every day, Patrick? No, I don't.
It's medical. So anyways.
Wow. So clearly we're all losing our marbles here.
Honest to God. I was scanning. We were talking about this before. I was scanning some of the major news outlets, some of the Reddit feeds. Everyone's jacking our shit. Everyone's talking about this fucking COVID. It's been here for a month and a bit. This is the longest running news story, I tell ya, in a long time. You'd think that like it was a global pandemic or something.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there.
Why
is it?
Because it is a pandemic, and then you said like it's like a panda. That's a play on words.
I'm trying to create audio drama, Matthew.
Oh, sorry. You can edit that out.
Nope.
No, keep it in. Keep it all in.
It's canon.
Keep it all.
I have a question then.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a few questions for today.
Thank God we have content. Please, Matt, help.
Okay. For my first question, you know, we live in Canada. We don't get the Trump bucks, right? Everyone got the Trump bucks in the States. I think $1,200 or whatever. I think
no Trump bucks.
I think, I don't know about everybody, but maybe it's income bracket. It's an income bracket thing, but I think like a lot of people got the $1,200. I mean, putting logic and whatever aside, what are you spending the Trump bucks on? Had you been fortunate enough to receive the Trump bucks? What is that $1,200 going? And we're not saving for the future on this spending. We're buying something dumb.
A trampoline! Because my kids need to burn some fucking energy. I am doing that for my own sanity and for the love of my own children, but mostly just to cover up my own sanity so that they can get outside and jump more, because I can only ride my bike around the block so many times before A, I get tired, and B, I start to question if the shortness of breath is COVID-19 in my lungs or if it's just I'm out of shape. I want, like, I would definitely drop that barn on a fucking 12-foot to 14-foot trampoline fully enclosed to ensure that my kids have, like, a space to then just go outside and jump. Now, will the novelty be there forever? No. But I'm not thinking forever. I'm thinking COVID, baby. I'm thinking I hope they get a vaccine before this novelty wears out. But that's exactly where my where them Trump bucks will go.
I like it. I like it. I'm not, I'm not sure where I would go with the Trump bucks. So my math and exchange rate isn't very good, but 1,200 American Trump bucks, if I brought that back to Canada.
Buy a house.
That's got to be worth like $7,500 Canadian, at least.
Yeah, at least.
At least. So.
Yeah, carry the two.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a car. Because it's 1920 and $7,500 buys you the finest car.
I want a golf net. I don't know why. I just like, I was in the basement today.
Yes, where
I do all my work, and my clubs are down here because I took them out of the garage because I don't need them anytime soon. And I was just like dicking. I was in a meeting and I'm dicking around with my golf clubs because I, whatever. And I was like, man, I want to get a net. I don't know why. I have no idea what they cost. No idea. But then I remember that I got two young kids and I can't find fucking 10 minutes to go to the bathroom. So forget it, finding time to go out and hit balls into a golf net before it's already dark out.
Yeah. So
I guess I'm buying nothing.
Yeah. Maybe I will not buy the car with my Trump bucks, and I will donate my Trump bucks to you to put lights in the backyard, and we can use the simulator anytime.
Perfect.
How's that go?
I just wanted a net. If we're going to get a whole, we can get the whole simulator, I guess. I don't know what that costs. Jerry D had one on Twitter. Jerry D, one minute the guy's playing volleyball in his giant front hallway of his mansion, and the next minute they're hitting golf balls into his simulator in his basement.
Yeah,
I love Jerry D, but.
For how much he downplays being like a down and out comedian, thinks he's doing okay.
Yeah, his house sure looked like it.
it was that massive hit show.
That Family Feud money.
Speaking of houses, now I know this has been covered by another podcast, speaking of houses, are you gentlemen familiar of the situation with one action star Bruce Willis and his current rooming situation?
I saw that. Yep.
So he is currently moved back in? Would that be the...
Yeah, I don't know whose house it is, I guess.
Quarantining, I guess you could say. That's probably a term. Isolating. There you go. That's much more fresh. Isolating with one ex-wife, Demi Moore, but flanking that curve is right.
Flanking, okay, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some fist bump. That's my fist bumping, bitch.
Patrick's coming out. Fuck, gnarly, bud. No, sorry. No. Get back down there, you demon.
Bruce
Willis is currently abandoning his current wife and 8 and 5-year-old daughters, I believe,
to spend
time with ex-wife Demi Moore and their three children. I think it's three children, ranging from early 30s to late 20s in age. Like, you can play it however you want. You can say on one hand, like, I know I used some probably pretty choice terminology there before saying he abandoned his wife and 8-year-old and 5-year-old.
Yeah, but... he left them in their giant mansion.
Yeah, really. Yeah, only three servants on hand to work with them all. But
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So is Demi's son Ashton Kutcher there? Is he one of the three that's in the quarantine with them?
No, he's not her son. Contrary to popular belief, they actually had intercourse a bunch and were married for a while too at the same time.
Right. What's a bunch?
Mix that up.
A metric bunch.
Oh, nice.
Seven. The answer is seven. So, yeah, but like, it's funny. We laugh like, okay, obviously Bruce Willis's wife is probably, you're right, like some mansion, like probably help, blah, blah, blah. But like, he's like, what's easier? Three like grown children or the 5 and 8 year old? Like,
the previous podcast.
Up to Bruce Willis, kind of a dick move, but if you could pull that off, all the power, that's awesome.
If he didn't have the spotlight on him, like, I mean, put your own oxygen mask on first. Like I said, I don't think the family's hurting, but maybe that's Bruce's mentality. He's thinking, hey, I need a minute. I need a minute. Or maybe it was a family choice. Maybe it was like my wife right now would probably be like, you know what? You want to go hang out somewhere else for a couple of weeks? Just fine by me. Yeah, Stop circling the kitchen. Stop opening the fridge. And not doing anything about it, just opening it, looking, and then closing it again, and then looking in the, you know, a cupboard, pantry.
I did that all day yesterday.
Close it again.
Whatever day it was this week, I must have opened the cupboard door like 17 times in a row, like expecting there to be different food in there each time.
It's the way it goes. Same for me. Like, I'm looking in the fridge. We just went grocery shopping. Like, literally just went grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in there, and it's full. And I close it, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing to eat. There's nothing in it. Oh, shit.
That's exactly what I did. I got home from the grocery store, and then within hours, open the fridge and be like, fuck. Didn't buy chips.
You're in the freezer. Ah, the chips. Damn it.
Ah, I gotta wait to the thaw. Fuck.
Last night I did that. I was looking for the snack last night. I was like, if I open that bag of chips, that's my last bag of chips. And I don't have a grocery order in. I'm not gonna be able to go to the grocery store until like next week. Do I really want to eat those chips, or like, I eat the chips, but now I'm sitting here like, I don't want chips.
But now I want chips. Oh, you know what you got to do? You know what you got to do? And I know my wife does not listen to this podcast, so I'm just fine. I buy a couple of extra bags of gummies. Compliments gummies, the dollar bags, dirty, shitty little sour key rings. And oftentimes they're on sale for like $1 to $1.25. All right? So you get a handful of those bags and you keep them in the glove compartment of your vehicle.
I'm just going for a drive.
Now, fortunately for me, my 2-year-old daughter loves Daddy's van. I mean, we have the TV screen in the back, so she gets to watch Minions or Surf's Up Penguins doing their thing. And luckily, it's directly behind me, so she can't see what little nibblies Daddy's getting into. Although she did catch on to me today. She said, I want chips. She thought I had a handful of chips in my pockets when I kept reaching in there for them once I took the bag out. While we
have your wrappers crinkling around in your pocket?
Exactly. Oh, it's not chips, honey. It's my keys. And I'm just putting them in my mouth.
It's such She'd sad. Write you out. Oh, God.
She'd
it's
write so you out, wouldn't she?
I don't know. She's smart. She's wise to the game. She'd somehow manipulate it to be like when in season 2, she would have the upper hand on me. And then like...
So you're in the backseat with her feet up and she has all the candy?
Twirling a knife in her hands?
It's such sad times. I'm just picturing Pat, like, he has to shame eat his candies, like, in the closet, like, crying and just getting a couple bags.
Sugar running down the side of his face.
He can't get any privacy in the van, the kids there, like, ah, damn it.
The tears really release the flavor, I will say that.
You really taste the rainbow when you cry.
That's how you access it, really. You can't access the rainbow without tears. Oh,
God.
God damn.
So what have you guys been doing for the last little while? Like, what are you guys up to?
We're actually getting stuff done around the house, which is so boring.
Oh, like, God.
Let's touch up some paint. Okay. Fun.
I've been reading all the articles about COVID-19. This is a time not to take care of the home projects. It's a time to rest and relax and recharge. So you get Mel some reading material and you say, I'm not supposed to be painting.
Some lazy, sick-ass husband definitely fucking typed up that article. It's like, oh, I'm a doctor. I typed it.
Signed Dr. Seuss.
No, seriously. And well, here's the quandrum with that. You know, I can do mindless labor. I can, you know, tidy the basement. I can clean out the garage. If I plug myself into the Matrix, pop in the old earphones, and then tune out and away I go. Mm-hmm. But then I get the flack for when I'm like, if my wife is helping me out with this project and she's starting to talk to me and I go, huh, what? Oh, you can't hear me. Are you deaf? Like, why haven't you scheduled a hearing appointment yet? Oh, no, I'm tuning this shit out. Like, I can focus. I can beeline on this work if I'm just in my own zone, not thinking or taking care of anything else in my purely private mental pat space. Yeah. I will get this done. You make me do two things at once. I'm sorry, madam. I am a North American male. I cannot do two things at once.
No, I cut the grass yesterday. The grass didn't need to be cut. The grass didn't need to be cut.
Just did.
There's like one little just spot in my backyard that could maybe justify a cut. And I was like, I'm going to put some fertilizer down. It's supposed to rain this week. Because my grass is shit. And I'm going to go all in. I'm going to put the seed down in a week or two, you know, whatever. And my neighbors are probably all looking at me like, what's this clown doing? Like, there's no grass. There's really not no clippings in my front lawn. But I did the whole thing anyways.
He bagged it. He bagged it all. Put out a third of a bag at the curb.
Yeah, I fit into a Ziploc sandwich bag when I was done.
Didn't even have the blade in the mower. It was still just out, just walking in circles.
Just block circles for 4 hours in my 30-foot lot.
Did it feel good, though? Did it feel good?
I mean, I pulled some weeds. But you're right, headphones in, zone out.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yep. Yep, Hank Hill would be proud.
I just watched 5 seasons of Ballers in 3.5 days. That's what I've been up to. That's, you know, whatever.
Just catching up on your stories.
Yeah.
I watched the first season of that and I didn't mind it. Like, it is what it is. It's not Sopranos or The Wire, or Breaking Bad, apparently, which is a show that people watch, but it's like an Entourage, right? Like, it is what it is. It's enjoyable, but I don't know. I just never got past season one. I never picked up season two. Should I do it? Was it good?
It's worth it. I would say it's worth it.
I got a backlog right now though, buddy.
What are you into?
We got through Ozark.
Oh, damn. Good show.
I liked it. I found the season went up and down, but then now I'm watching the Bulls documentary now. So I'm only 2 episodes down, so I'm behind a little bit.
Yeah.
That's on there. I started Narcos, the new Narcos season, newish Narcos season. Got halfway through. I like it. I just can't find time to. You got to focus on that one, right? Like, everything's title, so you got to be all in on that one. So I got this backlog now. And Ballers is probably about 17th on the list, if we're being honest. Like, I'll never get to it. Breaking Bad's behind it, but because I'm going to get that pilot license. But
right about the pilot 18. License.
Yeah. Breaking Bad's at a cool 18, but you know, whatever. Well,
I don't know, there's a few more on there, but I get like an hour a night maybe, so pick and choose.
And tonight's the podcast hour.
That's it, buddy.
Blessed.
Here for the team.
Wow. Blessed.
We've been working through over the last 48 hours, and we still haven't completed it. It's only a movie too. The movie Contagion.
Oh, I can't do that stuff right now.
Oh, buddy. I watched that in 2011 thinking like, oh, you know, like that was an okay movie. Kind of boring, kind of slow. Watched it last week when I was holed up at the cottage and everyone else had gone to bed. And I just turned it on thinking, oh, I'll watch it for a few minutes. Watched the whole movie that evening by myself in the dark. And we've been watching it again with my wife because I was like, yo, they had this pegged in 2011. I mean, in 2011, the movie Contagion is all about this flu that kills people, essentially. But it spread. They're using all the same terminology that you're hearing these days that had no relevance or significance to me in those days in 2011 when I heard what was it? The R-naught factor.
Mm-hmm.
They explained that in this movie, and I was like, uh-huh, I know what that is now. When they explained, they said social distancing, and I said, oh, fuck, I thought that was a new term.
Yeah.
When they
2011.
They got all this shit from that movie. Like, we need names for this kind of stuff quickly.
Yeah. Quickly, call Matt Damon.
You guys seen Contagion?
Yeah, call Matt Damon, yeah.
All the world leaders had a screening of Contagion so they could get caught up on the lingo before they had to start talking to their countries.
Pretty much. Although in Contagion, they did not practice. A lot of the shit that I was watching in that movie, I was commenting on with today's eyes, saying like, they're not 6 feet apart. They're not 6 feet apart in that lineup. That's irresponsible. They're gonna keep getting it. What are you doing right now? And just like the mentality, like, highly recommend watching that again.
Yeah, I think I could watch it now. I think like a month ago when this was like kind of more scary, like a little more like, oh my God, I heard someone in my workplace might have it. Now we're all going to die. Like, I've obviously we've all calmed down a little bit on that side of it. Like, but I think at that time it was like, I'm not watching that shit. But now I probably could watch it now and not be as bothered by it. But that's interesting that like all that terminology, like that's crazy.
Oh yeah. It was, and it's a fun ensemble cast too. I mean, we got Kate Winslet, we got Jude Law, we got Lawrence Fishburne, we got Breaking Bad's own Walter White. Can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Bryan Cranston.
Matt Damon. I probably said him twice right there, but it's what's her name too? fuck.
Carry on.
Owen Wilson.
Coldplay wife. What's Coldplay wife?
Oh, Samuel Jackson. He's in everything.
No, he got divorced from Coldplay.
Oh, Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. And she dies within the first... Oh, no, sorry. I won't say anything.
Okay. Great. Whoa. So you left out one word from that sentence.
It's a major pandemic flu movie. Everyone dies.
She's the first one to get it, and it doesn't go well. Spoiler alert.
Dave, it's like you've seen it.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to get into the politics of like people who don't agree with self-isolation and people who think everything should be opened back up. I think that that's a different conversation that we don't want to talk about here. So we're out for a walk, I don't know, earlier this week. And there was like four girls walked past us, like 11 years old, definitely not siblings. And they had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was through a park, like not in the park, the play structure is closed, but like we're walking through the park, like on the path. And like, I'm pretty sure like their mom was like sitting at their house, like at the edge of the park on a lawn chair, like watching them. Cause like, they're fairly young, but like, that's, I don't want to be like Johnny, whatever here, but that's not self-isolating. Right. Like, and it wasn't just those like four girls. Like there was like three like 20-year-olds like extreme pout rollerblading in the parking lot. Like there were some patches of people that are starting to like, I think just like ease off the rules a little bit. Like my neighbors behind me seem to always have people over. Like there was four or five kids on the deck one night and like four or five kids don't live there, you know? And I'm just like, I don't know how to feel about that. Like it's.
Well, you don't want to be like a Johnny whistleblower or anything like along those lines.
Like it's not crazy. Like it's not a party. It's not like it's over the top.
No, it's just, I think I'm on the belief train that the rules are going to get relaxed and we're going to get a second wave of it like midsummer. That's how I think it's going to go so relaxed that it just comes back again.
I know the point was like to get everything ready to deal with like waves.
Yeah.
Get the hospitals equipped and protect the vulnerable and whatever. And like understand that like at some point life has to go on and like people have to go back to work and people are going to get it because you can't shut down an economy for 18 months until there's a vaccination.
No. But it is, like, yeah.
It's tricky, though.
Yeah, it's getting weird out there. Like, even when you, like, we'll go to the grocery store to pick stuff up, and it's like you walk down the same aisle as someone, and it's like you're both looking at the shelves instead of, like, looking at each other. Saying, yeah. Everyone's, like, trying to slide by. It's, yeah, like, it's trying for pure avoidance. Like, it's gotten definitely very weird. So it'll be interesting to see when it opens back up. Like, are people going to be tentative, or it's just going to be, like, balls to the wall? Like, we're free. Let's party.
Yeah, so I went to the LCBO, like, the other day on the weekend, and I haven't been in a while because I loaded up, like, a month ago. So I went in. And I actually haven't gone anywhere because I've been doing, like, grocery pickups, and, like, I haven't been going into anywhere. This is the first time I went into somewhere in, like, 6 weeks. And they have, like, the plastic screen up and, like, the little slot for me to, like, reach through with my credit card. And I had too much stuff in, like, a flat, like a beer can flat. I had tried to load it all up in, like, one of those. And, like, I was going to drop something, right? And I had a couple of wine bottles on the top, and the guy cashing me out after he finished, like, do you want a bag for those, like, for the wine bottles? I'm like, I kind of looked at him, I'm like, nah, I'm like, okay, I'll be all right, I'll carry it. And then I look back and I go, if you see me out the window just dropping everything in the parking lot, you'll know I was wrong. Like, a dumb joke like that. And he just stared at me. Yeah, like, it's like, there's a pandemic, sir. Like, this is no time for jokes. He didn't say that. That's giving me a look like he said that. Like, you're just seeing his face, like, there's just nothing. You know what I mean? Like, most of the time, someone would at least be like, oh, yeah, haha, like, give you a courtesy laugh if they didn't find it funny, like, guy working in the store. And he just looked at me like, we're done here. Like, carry on. Get out of our store. Like, Jesus, man.
Today's youth are going to be so damned from this even further than what they are. I think already have been in their own social skills. I'm noticing that in my own kids. Like, some of the stuff that they're rebuttaling conversations with or talking, like, if they're having conversations with their friends on, like, Facebook Messenger Kids, or some of our family members, like the grandparents, are shooting text messages through their, you know, through iMessage or whatever. And just, like, common social etiquette is, I was like, oh, yeah, this has to be learned behavior to a six-year-old. And I'm like, wait a minute, this has to be really even overemphasized with a six-year-old now that he cannot be outside and practicing it or even have visitors to practice it. Like, once in a while, we'll do a drive by my mom's place where we'll open up the van windows and be like, hey, Granny. Hey. Okay, bye. And that's about it. But
say,
like,
say hi to your granny. They're like, no.
No, I want to watch my iPad. Tell her to go on there. But yeah, it's, I totally see you, Matt. Like, it's something that the social interaction is really starting to creep people out that much more. And it's scary.
We're all going to have to rip the friggin' routers and modems out of our houses for, like, a few weeks when this is over, and, like, get back to, like,
get outside
and, like, just interact with people. Like, even, like, my 1-year-old, who's a doll, she would go with anybody when she, like, before this was a thing. Like, we could go to, like, someone's house and they could have a friend of a friend there, and she would, like, go in their arms, no problem, be their best friend. Like, she was so easygoing. Now she's getting awfully clingy, especially to my wife, like, awfully clingy. And I'm like, oh God, like, when this is over and she has to go to daycare, or, like, even actually see the grandparents, or, like, forget sleepovers. Like, that's not going to happen for a while. Like, she is, like, 180 because of this, I think. Well, we'll see how it goes, like, when it opens back up, but I'm nervous about that. Like, but that's, like, to your point, Pat, you know, like, every age, and every age is a little different. But yeah, I think, like, the TV's coming off the wall when this is over, and we're going to go back to, like, living like cavemen for a few weeks to get back to how we should be.
Hit the old reset button on it before, hopefully before any major summer action comes at us, but we'll see. And speaking of summer, guys, I got a hole you guys can crawl into. It's something that we had earlier on, but I'm going to rename it the ads hole. We're going to rebrand this because, guys, gals, listeners,
Galen Simon.
Helen Simon. if you are listening, anybody else out there, shoot us a message. These are the only two that really tell us that they are listening. So if you want to shout out, hey, You can email us, roommatinghabits@gmail.com. Instagram is where we're probably most active, @roommatinghabits, or Twitter, @roommatinghabits, but there's only one M in that one. But hey, crawl on down the ads hole, guys. Follow me. I'll show you the way.
Yeah, it stinks.
Ads hole. Ads hole. Hey, it's the ads hole. So, it does not stink, David. Fellas, summer is coming, and I don't know about you, and I know we've talked about some spring cleaning and the like, but my summer clothing game is currently looking weak as heck. Now, one of these silver linings of this whole COVID nonsense and the impact that it's had on the climate, for the first time in a while, we're looking good out there, boys, as far as air pollution levels dropping, wildlife returning to places once abandoned and uninhabitable. And one way to keep that progress chugging along is to make some sustainable clothing choices. Now, I hear you. All of these sustainable clothing companies are way too pricey, right? Well, I have one question for you. Have you even heard of the Great North? Have you?
Tell us more, Pat.
I'd love to. Thanks, Matt.
I wasn't sure you were asking us. I'm sorry.
This is our first ad. I don't know. The Great North is it's a clothing company that combines amazing quality with exceptional style. And not only that, but 10% of their profits go directly towards helping the environment, while the majority of the rest go towards sustainable product development and brand recognition, furthering the cause and protecting this environment that we are, inadvertently creating with all of the social distancing and the lack of human interaction with a lot of these natural scapes. So for a limited time only, the Great North is offering our listeners 30%, yes, 30 per frickin' cent off of their purchase, boom, by simply entering the code Roomie Swag, all one word, R-O-O-M-I-E, Swag, S-W-A-G, into their checkout coupon code area. 30% off your items. Check them out. They are thegreatnorth.net. Check them out. I'll put the link in our show notes. Have a click. Check them out. It's awesome. Great
Get
stuff.
Some swag.
Get some of that swag, y'all.
The environment's cool, guys.
It
Save
is cool.
It. Save it.
I like it. It is cool. But did you hear, like, even in I don't know if either of you ever been to Venice. Okay, you're not all cultured. But in Venice, the water's filthy as shit, okay? Because of all the fucking boats.
I was like a humble brag over there.
I was there for a day and a half once, whatever. So, I think it was only one day, really, in Venice. Anyways, but I've heard about all how the ozone layer and the pollution and blah, blah. But to me, they say the water now is clear there, which is wild. Because there's no boats, right? And that's the one to me that stands out, having seen the dark, murky water there. So I think that's crazy. Now, once this is over in Italy, this will be a week. It'll be a mess again. But good for now, I guess.
Good for now. They have dolphins returning to those canals. They have all sorts of different species of marine aquatic life that is returning to these spots. Because, yeah, you're right. There's no gasoline getting dumped in from all these boats and means of conveyance through the water, or tourists just coming in, which it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, because unfortunately it means less people are able to view such beautiful cities as Venice and other ones that do have similar attractions to them. But planet Earth, maybe it's your turn to have a turn, check out those canals. Go on, dolphin, swim free.
I keep seeing all this deep stuff on social media, deep, poetic stuff, planet Earth's way of telling us that it doesn't need us. listen, none of these things I see are wrong. They're not wrong, but it's all right, let's just all calm down.
I just pictured planet Earth as with little legs coming out and the little hand just snapping the fingers I don't need you. I don't need you.
He's flicking us.
Just does the old dog shake and just shakes all the people off of it.
Yeah,
starts again.
I don't need you.
I don't need you.
Yeah,
it's... independent all the world. Throw your canals and clean.
God, there's nothing to talk about.
There's nothing to. No, there is. There is. Sorry, Dave. I'll interrupt you there.
Take it.
Maybe you just saw in the news, like in the last 48 hours or so, that UFO footage has been released from the Pentagon. The Pentagon itself, the National Defense Force of the world, Team America, has released footage of UFOs, like just droning on, doing their thing.
So it's legit.
I think it's bullshit.
It's unidentified flying object, and that is admitted by the Pentagon that they don't know what it is. And they said that they want to get ahead of it, ahead of this curve, before anybody releases it.
When was the video from?
2015. It was submitted to the Pentagon from none other than the small things. Tom DeLonge.
I knew that was
aliens
coming.
Exist.
He loves aliens.
Oh, he does. He does. He loves it. I love him. Love it. Love that blink. Love my stink 180 poo.
I don't think you'd love him if you had to hang out with him now. I think you'd just be like, not. Like we talked about Pat like last week, like the short sleeve dress shirt and the tie chain smoking. Like they're everywhere, man. They're everywhere.
Honestly, like when I saw his name, like accredited in this global news saying this is vindication for Blink 182 or former Blink 182 frontman Tom DeLonge, who quit the band to further his exploration of extraterrestrial life and all that, and meanwhile they're saying calm down, it's just unidentified, it could be a drone, could be a fast moving drone. But a drone with that kind of technology that was flying against 120 knot winds that they were saying, so
drones and then made a 90 degree turn.
What's that?
Like, don't you think drones have like thrown all that sort of off? Like 50 years ago, those dumb black and white videos you'd see or conspiracy theories about it, like there was no drones. Like now, there's all these like I just think of like it makes it more complicated.
Certainly, but it's in the midst of all this COVID shit. The Pentagon releasing this. It's kind of like sliding it under the radar a little bit, being like,
I can just picture Trump.
Oh, by the way,
Pentagon meeting. Trump with the Pentagon meeting. The aliens, they're going to be huge. They're going to be huge.
the Space Force. That's why he created the Space Force.
Let's distract them. Distract them with the aliens. Distract them.
They've timed this. He created the Space Force like 3 years, like right after this came out, and now they're releasing the video. It's all timed. It's all planned this way. The Space Force is ready. That's what's happening.
Beam me up, Scotty.
I think the bigger news, Mr. Patrick, is our friend of the show, Kim Jong-un.
Oh, Kim.
What's going on with him?
Kim. I saw one tweet today from someone saying the writers of Planet Earth have, you know, they're really, really onto something with this. Well, sorry, should I say Planet Earth? Because that sounds like story, that BBC series.
I saw that, but it's like a B story, like the background story, the secondary story in this story is like just a great secondary piece in the story.
Great plot twist that I did not see coming. Bravo to the writers. But like a lot of agencies saying he's alive and well. He's just fuck you guys. I'm just taking some time to recover from this heart surgery. Leave me alone.
The Weekend at Bernie clips, the Weekend at Bernie pictures that people dub his face in the Weekend at Bernie's thing. Like, yeah, see, he's fine. His face on Bernie, like, just catch me every time.
If he is alive and listening, we're getting so murdered.
Yeah, he's not Russia. If this was like Russia, I'd be like red dots on our foreheads right now, but.
Yeah, they're in Canada. No one listens
they don't
to Canada.
They even have the internet there, so.
Yeah. Only Kellen and Simon listen in Canada, so we're Simon's not even in Canada; he's Scotland. But
oh god,
you think he's alive? You think he's still alive,
Simon?
No, I don't. Simon's alive. You're giggling through the mics. I'm talking about Rocket Man.
Yes. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
No,
I think if he is, like he's like in. He's not recovering. Like he's a vegetable.
Yeah.
I think him and Tupac are going to go hang out.
Well, that's a different question. You think, are you saying Tupac's alive or not?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. That's the stance for another episode.
Tupac's alive in an island off of North Korea. Is there an island off North Korea, or is it landlocked? There's islands, right?
Yeah, they got a...
No, it's not landlocked.
South Korea. South Korea's Asia. Got water.
Yeah, the North must then. Maybe edit this out. I'm going to look at a map while we're talking. So Dave suggested...
Geography that, Pat is going to come in.
Yeah, we've turned our podcast into a geography lesson that none of us know the answer to.
What you're suggesting here is that, yeah, there's water all around. Oh my God, North Korea is on the Sea of Japan, on the Yellow Sea. Okay, yeah, I'm an idiot. Okay. I don't look at that part of the world. Anyways, you're suggesting that Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, and Tupac are hanging out in a mountain in North Korea, and everybody's good. Is that what they're doing?
They walk into a bar.
Yeah. For sure.
What a gang.
Yeah, it'd be a squad. Imagine rolling up with those guys.
That sounds like
Electra won't stand a chance.
It sounds like the beginning of like the best joke ever. So these guys walk into a bar, and you're like, you're hooked.
What a cool. Yeah, those are some interesting B stories right now. I got to go back and watch that UFO video because I keep seeing it and I'm like, it's a UFO video. How often do we see this? But I'll watch it now. It sounds like it's worth a watch.
It's familiar stuff. You'd likely have seen it before on some of the conspiracy theory, any site that may be up, or I don't know how many conspiracy theory sites you actually follow, but
not many.
You know, on the usual feed of conspiracy.usgovernment.
.org.
.sex.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We're losing it.
Yeah, all right. Well, on that note.
We talked about a roommate situation, I think, at one point. So I'm going to give us a 4- on that one. A Canadian grade score of 4-.
Wait, a -4 or a 4-?
4-.
Okay.
Not a -4. No.
Is that a part of the grade scale now? Is it like a D?
Yeah, we used to get 4- and 4s and 4+.
Is that what they gave you at Brock?
I never did, but I was more of a 3+ guy.
Is that how they graded at Brock?
No, but...
No, they usually give us stickers on all of our assignments.
The shooting star sticker.
And we got to take him home after nap time.
A little dinosaur.
I got a graduate degree in macaroni art.
It was fantastic. I don't remember. Great. It was percentages, but it was always percentages or letters.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today. Thank you to everyone who is tuning in. Simon, Kellen, anyone else? You want your name said? Give us a line. Drop us a DM in your favorite social media source. We are at Roommating Habits on Instagram. We are roommatinghabits@gmail.com for email. We are also Roommating Habits, but with one M, on Twitter. I want to say also a big thank you to Marshall Dane for the use of our theme song, Come Back, from the album Running Stop Signs. Again, he's running all sorts of live concerts on Instagram or Facebook and any social media platform you can tune him into. So please check him out on there. Again, please let some friends know about us. We love new listeners, and let us know that you did that or that you are sharing us. That would be greatly appreciated. We can be downloaded on just about every major platform, including Apple Music, Spotify, what's the other one? Stitcher. That's the other one I'm thinking of. Stitcher. Lots more. So, every week. Also, Dave usually gives us a very funny, very, very funny roommate-related joke. And I'd love to hear what he has cooked up for us this week.
I'm going with another twofer because we got lots of time on our hands. So I've got some good quality research, meaning I opened up a link 5 minutes before the show started and found two jokes that I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow.
I thought you made them all up.
So, I don't want to take full credit for all the material. That would just be lying to the listeners, but you know, whatever. Are you guys ready to laugh or what?
Always.
Are you ready to laugh?
Are you ready to laugh? All right, guys. What do sprinters eat before a race? No,
vegetables.
No.
Vegetables, so literal.
Nothing. They fast.
I see what you did there.
I love it. No one's laughing harder than Dave, but yeah.
And the second finale joke. What concert costs just 45 cents? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Ooh. All right.
What a terrible show. Not us, that show.
No, us. Us.
No, us.
Oh, my God. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in this week. I'm Pat Collins.
Matt Cromasco.
Matt just says his name. Nothing else. And I'm Dave Byer.
Thank you for tuning in, and don't be afraid to come on back. But not like that. Come back. Come back. Yeah, come back to the way you